And you'd say, those little boys get mad and...
What? Fight.
Huh?
Fight.
And yesterday they...
Fought.
And ever since they were small, they have...
Been fighting.
Or they have.
Or they have fought.
And say if I had a question, you might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go, what, somebody else?
Ask someone else.
So you say, so then I went and...
And I asked someone else.
And you'd say, you're the second person who's...
Asked me.
And if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you'd say, last night we had a...
Freeze.
Okay.
And might just a frost.
And you'd say, it was so cold last night that the pipes...
Froze.
And...
Expanded, they burst.
And you'd say, I was going to wrap them, but the pipes had already...
Burst.
Because the water had...
Frozen.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes will
freeze
and
burst.
And if there was just a thin coating of ice on the lake, you'd say, last night the lake...
Well, froze over or...
Did you ever say it skimmed over or scaled over?
No, but then you realize that hardly ever happens around here. Sometimes I'll say there's a thin crust, for instance, on my... bird bath out there,
mm-hmm.
But you realize how little we get. We don't. Our lakes don't freeze over down here.
And if you had to get up and start work before the sun was shining, you'd say we had to start work before
dark, or before light,
or before mm-hmm. sun,
before sun up.
And we worked until
sundown.
And you
or
say
dark.
This morning I saw the sun
rise.
At 6 o'clock this morning, the sun
rose,
or the sun is already.
It's already risen.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown.
And the wind started to...
Blowing. Or started to blow.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say that it's...
From the north.
And a wind...
That's a north wind.
Halfway between north and east would be a...
Northeast wind.
And north and west.
Northwest.
And west and south.
Southwest.
And east and south.
Southeast.
And if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say it was...
If I were out sailing, I'd say it was freshening.
Okay.
But here I don't think I would say that. It's coming up here.
Uh-huh.
The wind is coming up.
Why would you have a distinction?
Is
freshening sort of a...
Well, I think it's...
A nautical term?
I think it's a term that I associate with the... nautical terms. I know that's the time that I use it when I'm out sailing
mm-hmm.
and suddenly the wind comes up a little bit, rises, I say it's freshening.
Mm-hmm.
I think you think of it freshening out over the water.
Uh-huh.
I do.
What if it's just the opposite of that? It would have
dying down.
Okay. Any special nautical term for that?
No, I mean just dying down either way.
And you'd say today is... Wednesday, then Tuesday was...
Yesterday.
And Thursday is...
Tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that...
Sunday before last.
And if he was going to leave, not next Sunday, but...
Sunday after next.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever say Sunday week?
Well, I think I'd say Sunday after next, but yes, I might say Sunday week. It's a pretty well-known term.
For the future?
For the future. Not ever in the past.
And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about...
2 weeks.
And talking about how tall this room is, you'd say this room's about...
8 feet tall.
Okay, and if a child's just
or
had...
Or higher or something.
If a child's just had her third birthday, you'd say she's...
3 years old.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody...
What time it is. Or what time is it.
Okay, and you'd look at your...
Watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was...
I would say it was 7:30, but my grandmother always said half past.
And if it's 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was...
7:45.
Or...
Maybe a quarter to 8.
And say a child that's always running and telling on the other children, you'd call him a...
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
No, probably a gossip.
Do you ever hear the word pimp used... To mean tattletale?
No, that's always has to do with ladies of the night.
And you'd say he moved here in 1960 and he's lived here ever
since.
And you give someone a bracelet and want to see how it looks on her. You'd say, well, go ahead and
try it on.
Or put it on.
put it on?
And you'd say you can't get through there because the highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked.
We're talking about them tearing it up, the road.
Oh, torn up, under construction.
And you'd say that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
And you'd say she what him with a big knife.
Stabbed him?
And the teacher goes in a classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard. She might ask who
drew that.
And if you want to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
lift it up.
You ever say to hoist it or heist?
Yes, hoist. Not heist, but hoist.
Say if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
a year ago.
And you'd say 1973 was last year, 1974
is this year.
And if you'd been doing something for a long time, you'd say I've been doing that for quite a
while.
And now could you start counting slowly to 15?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And the number after 19?
20.
And 26?
27.
And after 29?
30.
And 39?
40.
And 69?
70.
And 99?
100.
And 999?
1,000.
And 10 times 100,000.
Is that a million?
Okay. And if there's some people standing in line, the person at the head of the line is the
first in line, or the head of the line.
Behind him is the
second.
And keep going.
Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th.
And you say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
in threes.
Or it comes all
at once.
And if you got 20 bushels to the acre last year and this year you got 40, you say this year's crop was exactly
twice last year's.
Okay, or what is good? Was it
twice as good, or?
And now what you
or name? Or double?
Okay. You name the months of the year.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
What does Sabbath mean?
The seventh day. But actually, under those circumstances, you'd start with Monday. Sunday is the Sabbath for me.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it was the Sabbath for the Jewish nation where it started. The seventh day you'll rest, and that was Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And if you meet someone during the early part of the day, what would you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Until noon.
And then you have?
Good afternoon.
How long does afternoon last?
Probably until supper time.
And then what do you have?
Good evening. And good night means goodbye, you know.
How long does evening last?
Probably until 12 midnight.
And if you were leaving someone at about 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving?
You mean beside goodbye?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever say good day?
No. I really never say good day. I've heard it, but it's just not anything I've ever really said.
Mm-hmm. And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds,
it's a bluebird day.
Okay.
Blue sky day.
And just the opposite kind of day.
Overcast. Cloudy.
And say if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while, you'd say the weather is
weather's getting worse. It's going to rain.
Do you ever say it's changing or gathering?
Yes.
Hmm?
The clouds are gathering. The weather isn't gathering. The clouds are gathering. The weather is changing, or we're having a change in the weather. A change in the weather usually means something like from cold to hot or hot to cold.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps from a really clear day to cloudy day, you know, or to storm gathering,
mm-hmm.
storm clouds gathering.
And it had been cloudy and then the clouds pull away. You say it looks like it's finally going to
clear up.
And what you were telling me a few minutes ago, the old-fashioned name for living room.
Parlor.
Okay. And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
Downpour.
Any other name?
Gully washer.
And if there's thunder and lightning?
It's a thunder shower.
And if it was raining but not real heavy, you'd call it a?
Light shower.
Any other terms?
Drizzle, maybe.
What's the difference?
Sprinkle, if it's just beginning and doesn't ever do much.
What's the difference between a drizzle and a shower?
A drizzle usually comes down very, very lightly for a long time. And a shower generally has pretty good sized raindrops in it.
What about real fine rain?
That's probably a drizzle or a fine mist, perhaps. But mm-hmm. When it's drizzling, it usually finally mists all day long.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you'd call that a?
Probably a fog.
And a day like that, you'd call a?
Foggy day.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a?
Drought.
And you mentioned something about writing. Have you written many short stories? Or?
Only a few, and I've not published.
You just do it for?
For fun. Sometimes because the spirit moves me.
Well.